from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless the name of the Lord for another day. Today is the last Sunday in the month of June. It has been by His grace, not by our power, not by our mind, not even by our strength, but by His grace. We thank God for seeing us through, for taking us this far. We bless the name of the Most High God. His faithfulness upon our life will not diminish, but rather increase in Jesus' mighty name. I bless the name of the Lord for making it possible to see the last Sunday in the sixth month. Brethren, as we are forging ahead into the new month, that new month shall be more favorable, more productive, more fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are in the temple today to call on the name of the Lord, He gave us the ticket, blank check, to write any good thing we want there. Say, call unto me, I will answer you. So as we are calling unto the Lord today, He will answer us in Jesus' mighty name. He will have mercy on all our shortcomings in the name of Jesus. Today, I celebrate as many that are having their birthdays. I rejoice with you. I celebrate with you that many more years shall be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. Not only will it be celebrated, but you will celebrate it in good health, better understanding, prosperity, and favor of God upon your life in Jesus' name. And those that are marking anniversaries, wow, I celebrate with you too. I say happy anniversary. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Now, brethren, let's look at the word of the Lord for today. When we are looking at the word of the Lord, last time we are looking at the word of the Lord from the book of Psalms. But today, let's look at the word of the Lord from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." Wow. No man can succeed on his own. No, you needed somebody. And one good thing is this, the best advice so far that you can receive for anybody is you have to trust in the Lord always. Not only part time, but always you trust in the Lord. You rely on God completely. That's total trust. You don't think about your own. Don't think about your achievements. Don't think about what you have done and they celebrate. Don't think about what you got right. Rely on God, because your own wisdom is not enough. Yes, our own wisdom is not enough. That's why as you are in the temple today, or if you have made up your mind, I won't be in the church today, or I won't do this and that today because of what might have happened to you before now, your experiences. Brethren, let's bury that. Let's move on with life. Your wisdom is not enough. We trust God. Come rain, come sunshine, God still remains God. He is the only one that we can rely on. And it's only God that we can depend on. You can't depend on your own understanding. Likewise, I can't depend on my own understanding. We have to rely on God. Proverbs 3:6. Look at the next verse of the Bible. He says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." In all thy ways, in everything you do, in everything you do, let us remember God. Let us put everything before God. Even what they call best of you, that this is your best. Do you know it can still be more better than that? It can be. So let's rely totally on God. Let's put everything we want to do in God's hand. Let's do everything with Him. And let us always ask Him for the right way to go. Let us always ask Him for the right way to go. And what's to be done. Brethren, as Christians, we have been encouraged. Even if we are not being told, we have to go for our PVC. Yes, as a Christian body, the word of the Lord says we should obey the government. So it's part of not leaning on our own understanding. Some people have been discouraged, but no, don't lean on your own understanding. Go for it. Go for the PVC. It's your power. It's my power. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5. Proverbs 12, 5 says, "The thought of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit." So no matter what might have happened to you, let your plans be the best. Be honest with it. Be honest. Let us all go out. The government has said we should prepare ourselves. So let's go out. This is part of the obedience. It's part of not leaning on our own understanding. Let's do it for God's sake. Let it be part of our not relying on our own understanding. According to our understanding, most of us has been pushed aside. Most of us has been disappointed. But because the word of the Lord said we should obey people in government. So let's go out. Let's go out and obtain our PVC, and it shall be well with us in Jesus' mighty name. Good things are coming her way. The power of his protection will continually manifest upon our life. It is well with us. We are blessed and lifted and connected. Let me stop here. And by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I pray that you enjoy this blessing. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.